Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. A sad story unfolds in a mountain village in Colombia. A teenager watches his father slowly lose his mind. What's worse is the boy may be seeing his own future.
They're part of a large extended Colombian family totaling 5,000 members who have an inherited form of Alzheimer's disease. A third of them begin showing symptoms at age 43, and dementia sets in at 53.
But because the family is so large, they offer scientists a rare chance to understand this largely mysterious illness, which is a form of the most common dementia in America.
Changes in the brain begin much earlier and in more ways than we presumed. Of the studies done on the family, one involved 44 members between ages 18 and 26, and about half carry the mutation.
Brain scans show carriers' brains possess several differences. The gray matter and memory regions are smaller, the same parts that shrink with Alzheimer's. During memory tests, parts of their brains seem to be overactive compared to non-carriers.
What's provocative is finding these differences even before the accumulation of something called amyloid deposits in the brain, which scientists had believed is the cause of Alzheimer's. Amyloid is a protein that isn't properly cleared away, which is linked to neuronal death and brain shrinkage.
Scientists now wonder whether affected brain areas were already impaired, perhaps even reaching back to early brain development. The next step is to study family members as young as 7.
Finding ways to diagnose Alzheimer's as early as possible is key to developing treatments to slow its progression.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.